Good morning, Dutch Boy. This is Tom Cola from the DCI Judges Guild doing field visual at the DCI Midwest Preliminary Contest in St. Louis, Missouri, August the 8th, 1987. All ready to begin your performance this morning. You're on a mid-morning situation. Temperature up in that close to 90 degree mark situation already. AstroTurf field, very well lined and marked, right stage side. The pitcher's mound, it's a baseball situation, so the pitcher's mound is sticking above the floor level between the 10 and 15 yard line. Hopefully that's not going to interfere with the performance of your sections. Almost no wind at all going across the field, so that should not have any factor as far as the auxiliary sections are concerned. Otherwise, we have a pleasant situation for us today. Hopefully I'm going to see the best performance of your year so far. Good luck. Let's get ready to go. Starting off right stage side of the field, about middle of the field with the sections. Let's see what we have. Very close, compact form. Good timing on the turn. Situations coming around. Nice body expression on the upper shoulder situation as you extend around. Weak alignment, back rank in the contras, right in the center. Weak, very weak alignments across the front stage area of the field. People seem to be a little unsure as far as the finishing off of the form situation is concerned. Oh, much better, nicer, much nicer alignment situation and setting of the forms here. Very nice pulse and tempo control situation as we evolve and finish off the shaping. Very weak spatial sets on the left stage side in the baritone section. Have to define better the finishing off form. Good, good move on the percussion ensemble. Good usage of the percussion on the fast move sequence situation. Nice maintenance of the pulse meter situation here. Intermixing on sopranos right stage side, very smooth from a sequential standpoint. People seem to be very relaxed in the interaction situation of the form. Weak spatial flow on the left stage side of the brass section as you complete the shaping of the form. Good, very nice alignment for the front stage area. Baritones on their little feature. Erratic spatial situation in the auxiliary section. Nice timing on the equipment action. Layback, not real smooth, center stage section, back area of auxiliary section. Some ladies seem to be a little unsure as far as the head posture situation is concerned. Extension of the legs was a little erratic. Good, good follow through on the brass section to change direction, go to the backstage area. Some hesitation on the center stage brass section to reset the form. Weak alignment in the auxiliary section as they fold into their block form situation. Nice, very well done from a stylistic standpoint. Communication from an expression area, very high. Lower body carriage not being maintained real well through the brass section, right stage side, on a backup resetting sequence. Alignment again in the brass sections as they fold out right stage side People are losing the direction of movement after they make the turn and try and evolve and open up the form, that they lose the direction of where they're going to, and the form distorts. Then they start recovering and straightening things out. Have to define those initial moves much, much closer. Erratic spatial layout on the left stage side in the brass section as they fold into the open form. Nice attention to detail on the auxiliary section as far as the head and arm and hand texturing situations. Pulse percussion section. Bring your foot then down to the ground very, very articulately so that the sliding motion doesn't end up being a irregular bouncing sequence over to the side. A little bit better spatial relationships in the brass section, center stage area. Spatial set again within the brass section. Tempo, pulse, ladies. Nice and even as you come forward. Maintain carriage on the backup moves, even with the fast tempo. Some over-anticipation on the sopranos to fold into the other section as they come in from the right to left. Nice follow-through on your auxiliary section on your equipment usage. Very rhythmic. Reset on the percussion ensemble. It finished off fairly well, but the intermediate sequence situation was only fair. Nice stylistic interpretation, expression on the auxiliary section. Nice and loose on the leg action. Upper body carriage, where is it supposed to be during a shaking sequence? Are we supposed to have the heads down or up? Shoulder position parallel? Okay, much better form control and a reset of the shaping here. Weak alignment on the left stage side and the Sopranos up at the front stage area. People not maintaining that boundary line real, real well. Much better spatial set situation on the brass players, right stage side of the field as they set in here. Good, much better. Pulse on the run, ladies. Don't let it become a free-for-all to the front stage area. You're much too professional for that. Weak alignment, very weak control. People seem to be very unsettled as far as how they're going to set into this sequence grass-wise. Again, the run sequence, try and maintain that pulse all the way through. Nice responsibility levels within the performance as far as the changes of tempo type of situations and meter considerations, different expressive qualities required for different numbers. People seem to be having problems as far as the changes of direction and maintaining of the form immediately after those situations so that they can flow from sequence to sequence with minimal problem areas of maintaining the shaping situations all the way through their sequences. People seem to be very unsure of themselves as far as how the patterns are supposed to evolve from a structural standpoint and the construction of how the transitions are supposed to be accomplished. Okay, thank you very much for your program this morning. I'd like to wish you the best of luck for your future competitive endeavors and look forward to seeing you again in the very near future. This is Tom Colas, and goodbye and good luck.